We are reading in the book Zohar for all Sifra de Tzniuta, the book of modesty or chastity, the preface to the Sifra de Tzniuta. You can ask questions at cub.tv and selected questions will be live. We're in paragraph 11.
There's the Torah. When we approach the Torah, we should come to it with the evil inclination prepared for it. Because the Torah means the light that reforms. When we say Torah, we don't refer to some book that says Torah on its cover. Torah means anything through which the light can come to me. Any book written by Kabbalists, of course, that book by Moses is the primary one, because it contains the gist of the essence of everything, basically. But books like the Zohar as well, and all the other writings, the Mishnah, the Gemara, all the writings written by Kabbalists, like Baal HaSalam explains to us, it's just that not in every book there is the same type of light that reforms. The book of Zohar is special in that. But in order to approach the book of Zohar in a way that reading it will be Torah, which means that through the reading we draw the light that reforms, we have to prepare the evil inclination for this. Because what will the light come to and what will it correct? It says, I created the evil inclination and the Torah as a spice for it that reforms it, the evil inclination. So we have to prepare the evil inclination and come with it to meet the Torah. So we have to locate, where's the evil inclination? What evil inclination we're talking about? Evil inclination relates to the will, the desire. Evil means bad, that it's evil. Let's say that I smoke, everyone knows that. And I want to stop smoking. So my desire to smoke is something I consider bad. Or I enjoy eating too much, and it makes me fat, it makes me unhealthy, and so on. So that desire is something I consider evil. Or I already begin to realize that thinking about someone else badly is, so that I consider evil too. Then what do I do? What? So let's say I note everything, I write down all of these scrutinies, and I say these are my evil inclinations. Maybe I have more and more things that I'm ashamed of. Everyone has his own thing. And then what? Where do I reach the Torah? When does it mean that I come to the Torah, which is the light that reforms? So I'm told, when you read the Zohar in a special circumstance, a situation that you put together, then through the reading you draw the light that reforms. The evil inclination is called that way as opposed to the light coming from the Torah. What is that light? That light is good, that does good for the righteous and for the wicked, for the in one uniform, complete bestowal. So I have to prepare myself with my desire to be with everyone else in one unified bestowal for all. If I am set up that way in my desire, so that with the whole of reality, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and humans, I am equally connected, that means that I'm in equivalence with the light. in proximity with the light. Also, just like we learn from what he created. But after he created everything, he broke everything. And if I find myself to be different from that whole and perfect state, that is what we call an evil inclination. An evil desire, a broken desire. So, we're told this. When we say there's a bad desire, a broken desire, it's not really the desire itself, because the desire simply is a want. The question is about the intention, how to use the desires. The desires are set. The light may shine and clarify them more, make them stand out, or hide them, reveal or conceal. So in that way, it will seem to me as bigger desire or small desires, but it's according to how much that flashlight shines. The important thing for me, in accordance with how much the light shines and clarifies and reveals desires in me, accordingly, I have to correct myself to use the desires that appear correctly, to use them in order to bestow to others in accordance with the light. Meaning, I don't care what desires surface and rise up and down within me, and it doesn't matter what they're drawn to. They could be better desires, worse desires, doesn't matter. All I have to relate to is my attitude, the quality of the desires appearing in me, which means how can I use them? And if I use those desires for myself, this is called to be an egoist or make a transgression, evil inclination. And if I use them for the sake of others, in the hope to bring contentment to the Creator, that is called using my desires as a good inclination. Let's say that I'm with my brothers at home, and I'm a small child, and they're little kids too, and I suddenly realize that I want to bring contentment to our mother. She said we shouldn't fight, so I make sure that I settle my relations with my brothers so that we don't start, as usual, fighting and, you know, all these quarrels, and just like children in a family start fighting. And we actually do the opposite. In order to bring contentment to the mother, you all understand this portrayal, yeah? So, in order to do that, we all try to be good kids. You know, it's something that we can understand, but we also understand how hard it is. That's it. So, before we approach the Book of Zohar, we should think of the preparation required for the Zohar. Those who come to the Torah are the wicked ones, those who come with the scrutiny of what do you need? Because now you're facing the light, and it shines only as a light that reforms. If you ask for corrections, it will make them. If you don't, but you learn, then it depends on what do you ask for. And each time, if your requests are incorrect, so it's like you come to some office and they have very stiff and rigid regulations, and you fill up an application form and you fill it again. They tell you, you have to fix this or that. Then you fill it again, and they tell you, no, you have to fix that, and again, until you fill in that form in a way that there's no problem according to their laws and regulations. It's the same here. Every time you make some effort of addressing the light, you certainly get an answer, a response. But the response, the way you feel it, is a response that pushes you to be more sensitive, more accurate towards the light. You're looking for, where's what I asked for? I asked for something better. And the light, which reforms, when it shines, it actually just shows you what you still have to fix in how to address it. So, in order for us to truly address the light, there has to be preparation. What preparation? First of all, to be together. But being together could also be a connection of clowns or criminals, or who knows. Or just, you know, for no reason. Together means that we all scrutinize, not that we just sit next to each other's chairs. That we process our requests in a way that it's a single request, shared by all, equal to all, in order to unify all and connect us with the Creator. If we're talking about this one reality we want to reach, then this is already a correct and powerful request in accordance with the light, and then we'll feel the benefit from it. So let's hope that this is what we're now doing.
Paragraph 11.
Also, it doesn't matter how much we read or how much we understand. What's important is, what am I thinking about? What request, what power of request do I have now during the reading? The reader may read and I can barely hear what he's saying there in the background. The main thing is to be immersed in the intention. After I hold on to the intention for sure, then I can allow myself to also hear what's being read.
Paragraph 11. V'hachayot ratzo v'shov. And the animals run to and fro. When the animals, the illuminations of Chochmah on the left are in the ratzo, to extend from above downwards, they hit the judgments of the middle line, and then they are v'shuv and fro, that they return their illumination from below upwards in order to unite in chasadim. Again, we grab ourselves, we unify, we aim, and then we listen. Well, listen a little bit. He can talk. Yes? And this is as written, and God saw the light, that it is good. That through the middle line, the light became good. Because it comes back and unites with the right. And it's written, Imru tzadik kitov. Righteous should say that it is good. Because the righteous, the middle line in Netzach Vehod, right and left, makes it good. The verse, and God saw the light, that it is good, rises in the scales, in the middle line, that weighs and equalizes the two lights, right and left, so that they would be equal and unite with one another. We're incapable of thinking together. Why? It doesn't pain us. Sometimes I come to a lesson and God forbid I have some great problem. I can't even listen to the lesson. I just sit there and I'm constantly preoccupied with that problem. It really pinches me in my head. And right now my head is empty, my heart is empty. I'm unable to focus on us being together, drawing the light. I don't figure it out. It doesn't talk to me. So, what do we do? So, we have to, in addition to us wanting to be in this state, to think about one another. That all the desires, all the passions, all the concerns, as much as they may seem trivial to us, that they would be together in each of us. We have, let's say, 200 and some people sitting here, at least. How many people do we have here normally if the study hall is full? 300? So let's say almost 300. Just imagine that each one now receives the intensity of 300 desires. Well, that is plenty, enough and plenty, in order to reach all the corrections. So it only depends on our incorporation, our integration. So let's make an effort to think about each and every one. I want that in each one, including, of course, me, all of these desires will now come together in an intensity which is 300 times greater, so that I'll have a desire that's 300 times greater than what I had a minute ago. But the first verse, "Let there be light," and there was light, were the right and the left on their own accord, that they haven't yet united in the scales, and all later became to one through the midline, that the sister, that is Chochmah and Muda, aware, which is Bina, that are implied in the verse, "Let there be light," and there was light, were integrated by it with one another, which are the Yud-Hei, Chochmah and Bina, the beloved and embracing crowns, Ktarim. And what he calls Chochmah u'Bina, Achot u'Muda, this is as written, "Emor l'Chochmah achotiat," tell the wisdom, "You are my sister," "V'Muda l'Bina tikra," and call upon Bina aware. Chochmah is called Achot, sister, because she is forbidden on him, like his sister. And all the Chochmah is revealed in Yatzilut through the Da'at in Bina that returned to being Chochmah. Therefore, Bina is called Muda, aware, after Da'at. 12. Six Sfirot, Chagat Nehi, emerge from the branch of the root of the Guf, which is the Lashon of Medaberet Gdolot, speaking great things. Because the Lashon is a branch that comes out of the internality of the Guf from below upwards towards the Perfosh, and it is a Sfira of Dat, the middle line that decides and unites Chochmah and Bina. This Lashon, this tongue or words, is concealed between the Yud and the Hey, Chochmah and Bina, as written, "Ze yomar lehavaya ani, v'ze yikare b'shem Yaakov, v'ze yichtov yado lehavaya, u'b'shem Yisrael yechane." "Ze yomar lehashem ani," this will tell the Creator, "I," is the sister, Chochmah that is forbidden like his sister, in which there is no attainment. "V'ze yikare b'shem Yaakov," and this will be named Yaakov, is Muda, aware, Bina, in which the illumination of Chochmah begins. Therefore it is written, "Beshem Yaakov," in the name Yaakov. In the name means attainment. "Vezei ichtov le'ashem," and this will write to the Creator, is Da'at. "U'beshem Yisrael yichane," and will be called by the name Israel, is the expansion of Da'at to Zeranpin. And then Zeranpin is called Israel.
So again, we are focusing, collecting our desires, putting together our intentions, and most importantly, keeping the relation between us, my relation to all and everyone else as well. So it's like that in mutual guarantee. We first maintain a network of relationship between us, and then the reader can read.
And everything is said in Yud Hei Vav in Chabad. All of those Chabad are included in the Lashon that is concealed in Ima, that the Da'at that decides between the two lines, Chochmah and Bina in Ima, includes Chabad by itself, because she was opened up from him and he emerges out of her. Abba sits in the Rosh, Ima in the middle, and she's covered from here and from there. Wow to the one who reveals their nakedness.
What are we actually doing? We want to feel and understand what we're reading and see it right now in our reality. If the light would come and correct us, what would we see? What the Zohar talks about. This would happen between us as our relations, as the system in which we would discover all the connections and all the actions. And through all of that, we would simply discover the Creator. And that's called, by your actions, we know you. So, firstly, what do we need? Connection between us, reciprocity, like one body, there's circulation between everyone to everyone. We're all in one body as one man, all the parts are connected. There's no differences, no calculations between anyone to anyone. Everyone is harmoniously, mutually balanced. And wanting this to actually happen, and then my relation to all, which is called this relation of reciprocity, of connection, of love, bestowal, in that relation I'll feel this inner force of livelihood called the Creator, which enlivens my relation. My relation is only my effort that I make from the side of the vessels, but I want that effort to have life force in it. There's a desire to give, but I need something to give. That's called Lemana Chavirai, for my brothers and friends. Then the Creator makes it happen as the one who carries out the Arvut.
Because the two lines of Im are in dispute, and because of that the final Mem was concealed and could not open that blockage except through the Lashon, the tongue, the middle line, by which the three lines of Chabad illuminated in her. And it is known that all the illuminations which the lower one causes the upper one, the lower one merits them. And because the three lines of Ima emerge from one, since they emerge from Dat, which is Zeranpin, that rose in the middle line to Ima, to the middle line, therefore the one, the Dat, merits the three mochin of Chabad. And they emerge and expand to Zeranpin down below. Ima was opened from Dat, which is the Lashon. Therefore, all of the Chabad are included in the concealed Lashon in Ima. And he comes out of her with those Chabad to his place in Zeranpin itself. And the Zohar calls him Lashon Satum, a concealed tongue, because it conceals or blocks Gal of the left line of Bina, that, and it diminishes from it the Gal of Gal. And it calls that the branch of the root of the Guf, because that is truly Zeranpin, that is called Guf, who rose to man to Ima. And therefore it is considered a branch coming out in the Rosh from the root of the Guf, Zeranpin. Abba sits in the Rosh, Abba ve'ima ila'in, the upper Abba ve'ima, Yud de Havaya. Ima, in the middle, Yeshut, Hey of Havaya. Zeranpin is the Vav of Havaya, down below. And it covers from here and from there, that the Chochma in Ima is covered from above, from Abba ve'ima ila'in, completely covered Chasadim from the illumination of Chochma, and from the bottom side, from Zeranpin, covered Chasadim. Therefore, woe unto the one who reveals their nakedness. One who wants to reveal and extend the Chochmah of the left line of Ima from above downwards. that by this he causes the separation of the upper Abba Ve'ima from Yeshsut, a separation between Yud-Hei and a separation between the Yud-Hei to the Vav. And his punishment should be plenty.
Questions? Yes.
A friend from the Hadera group is asking, whether the fact that I'm preoccupied and by the fact that I have 30 friends around me that are trying to connect, does that mean being in the right intention?
This is called the work of the Creator, that we are trying to bring ourselves to connection. The text that we're reading discusses connection between us on an advanced level, very advanced, but it doesn't matter, higher. And the fact that we want to reach connection while reading the text, although we don't understand a thing because it's on a higher level, we are yet drawing the surrounding lights. That's called the light that reforms. But that's on the condition that we yearn to be connected. And just like little kids, as much as we can really imagine to ourselves what it means to be connected, as far as we can ask for correction and aim for what do we want this correction for. But we have to play with the state of being a grown-up. That's what we need. That's all. But this is the work. This is literally the work. The study itself is not the work. It's not the wise one who learns. There's no need to know exactly what the books say. I already said that in Rabash's seminary, there were two lanes. One were those who studied meticulously the writings and so on, and just like what Baal Sulam calls so-called Jerusalem Kabbalists. You know, just like the Orthodox say, this page says this and this and that, but about Talmud HaSosfot. And we who studied with Rabash, we didn't know the material at all. He also used to say, if you come out of the lesson with a greater lack than what you had before, then the lesson was successful. This is the approach to the Torah, and that's how you study. In short, what do you demand? What do you care about Absag right now? And so, based on some acronyms you have in the sentence, you'll create some other acronyms and shortcuts. So what? What will it change anything in your vessels? Nothing. Only your pride will rise as if you know, as if you're in it. And that is called advancing as a bat rather than a rooster, which means you don't have a desire for the light that reforms. Yes, Amikam.
I wanted to ask about this. Sometimes in the Zohar it says, wow, one, two, etc. What does it mean? But suddenly I was thinking, well, a person is studying medicine, and let's say he had to received from the texts or the books that he's reading the force of healing. I'm not sure I would go to such a doctor that has this general spirit of, healing, but...
So what are you doing here?
That's indeed a question. It's a question I'm asking myself, not just once a day.
Every time I want to ask you, what are you doing here, really? Yeah.
No, I can study. I mean, seriously.
No, seriously, because I'm teaching you how to ask, because I'm not the doctor. There is a doctor. I'm telling you, how do you ask for the medicine? That's what you're studying here.
And that's precisely what I'm receiving. But, well, most of the time, I think I said it before, most of the time when I'm asking, I'm actually asking for the deficiency for the deficiency, and I'm asking for the devotion that I see before me, and the perseverance, and...
You have it all. You have it all, and thankfully you have beautiful intellectual disturbances. So what? So what? You have everything. Do you feel the illness?
Yes, yeah. Certainly.
Yes, good. So ask for healing. What's the problem? Just focus, as we just said, on the healing. I don't want to understand intellectually what the Zohar talks about. I want it to dress in me, in my desires, in the relation between us. That network of relationship is what the Zohar talks about, the corrected malchut, of which we're all parts.
With that, I have no problem. I just want to know that in the end, beyond asking, there's also some issue of of receiving a little bit.
To
yes.
get something as well, too. A little bit. I understand. I promise you they'll have that. Okay? No, it's correct what you're saying. A person should nevertheless depict to himself and also measure how far of Lolishma am I into? Meaning, what percentage of Lolishma do I still have? It's like we said, that a friend that borrowed money from me is supposed to give me back $1,000, and he brings me an envelope. With it, there's $1. So I have to trust him for the $999 that it's there too. Well, give him the microphone. Yeah, quickly.
About what we're doing today.
Fast.
When I'm trying to think about some intention, then I have a certain sentence or something that goes through my head, and very quickly it shifts into one of two places. Either I get out of it into some unrelated thought, or something remains there, some sort of a sensation, but I no longer have the words for it. Now, should I go back to the words, or should I remain in the sensation? What exactly am I supposed to do with it?
You should put together both mind and heart, meaning your desire and thought, to be as connected as possible to one network with everyone else. And so in one shared desire and one shared thought, you all want to bestow contentment to the Creator by unifying. I gave the example like kids trying to be good kids in order to make mother happy.
I don't quite...
You don't understand?
No, I didn't understand. Well, if I now try to think about the friends, to be with the friends...
Yes.
How does it shift into what you said now?
How does it relate to the book? The Zohar itself?
Yes.
The Zohar talks about the correct connection. Only on many different levels. Right now it talks about Zeranpin, Abba Ve'ima. These are different levels of connection between us. The system is always the same system. If it's broken, it means there's no connection. When it becomes corrected, it means the connection begins to appear. It's there inside, but it just appears to us. The shattering and everything, it's all towards us. So as we try to discover this connection, we're making efforts between us here in this world too. We're coming together in workshops and lessons and meals and so on. But all of that is in order to discover between us in an emotional way, in a true, vivid manner, that system that all the books of Kabbalah are talking about. Nothing else is written. Yes.
So actually, I'm supposed to try and want to feel this system. This is where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to think about some kind of thought. I don't know, some sentence like a mantra that, you know, I don't quite get it. What should happen within me?
You need to envision that system to yourself and how you are working towards it, to make it happen, to have it in your feeling. So you have to collect the feelings of the friends, their desires. You want to put them together. You want that connection to be reciprocal, to be equal. All of us as one man in one heart, as one complete system, and so that in that system the light will flow from everyone to everyone, the upper force that will dwell between us and that will rejoice in us. Just like this example of the mother and her children. This is called bringing contentment to one's maker.
So, today, somehow I try to be in this direction that you now described. And somehow when you come close to it, something immediately pushes you away.
Good. So you have to try again and again and again. This is called the Torah comes out of Zion, which means from Tzion, from the Yetziot, the exits. From that exit, you once again draw the light that reforms called Torah.
So the process is try to come close to it and fly out, come close to it and fly out again?
Don't worry about flying out. Just worry about getting in.
Paragraph 13. And God said, let there be lights in the firmaments of the heavens to separate between the day and the night. It implies that the male, Zeranpin, would rule over the female, Malchut. And therefore, the Zachar, the male, is called the great light, and the Nukva is called the small light. And as written, V'tzadik yesod olam, the righteous is the foundation of the world, that the tzadik, the righteous, yesod of Zeranpin, is the yesod of Malchut, that is called Olam, world. Which means that if it weren't for the righteous, the world would not have existed, therefore it rules over it.
Let's say that between you and the friends, there are different forms of relationships. So this is what he's talking about, only on a higher level, on a corrected level. Zeranpin relates to Ima, Abba, Nukva, this coupling, that coupling. That's the only thing it's talking about, the connection among the souls. That's called the upper world. What appears in that connection, just as in, you know, bloodlines, nerve system, lymphatic system, that force of life, that's called creator. It's the general system that constitutes the creator, because we don't discover him. We only discover form clothed in matter. We don't discover any abstract form. Therefore, to the extent we try to correct our relations to bestowal and love, in that bestowal and love, on behalf of the vessels that we build the proper relations between us, then the force of livelihood appears between all the vessels and their connections. And that's called the Creator. Or what we call Naran Chai, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Echida. Degrees of revelation of the Creator. And usually, Creator is referred to as the inclusive, the totality, the inclusive light of Naran Chai, of Ein Sof. That's why it's also called Bo Ur'e, meaning come and see. You have to come and see him better and better each time. And we're only talking about when it appears in the vessels. So again, we are attempting to detect the corrected system between us.
The Yud, the upper Chochmah and Abba Ve'ima, the Chochmah and the upper Abba Ve'ima, shined in the two letters of Hay, and illuminated and impregnated the first Hay with the Nukva. And later the Yud was unified, stood out by itself, that it was separated from the Hay and rose in its degrees up above, and the Nukva was darkened. And Ima illuminated and opened its gates, and the key appeared, which includes 6 Sfirot, Zeranpin, and covers the opening of Ima. And it unites down below with the Nukva and with Ima. Woe unto the one who reveals the opening.
What's written in introduction to tests, item 155? It says, as much as they want to know what they're learning. And to know, in this sense, meaning just like Adam knew Eve, to connect, meaning I want the thing that I'm learning to happen in me, that relation with others, that system to appear in me. And as a result of that, the light shines. That's why Kabbalists wrote those books. Yes.
It is known that through the ascent of Malchut Bina in every degree, all the degrees were fissured into two halves, that Keter and Chochmah remained in a degree, and Bina and Tiferet and Malchut fell from every degree to the degree below it. And later, at the time of Gadlut, adulthood, Malchut descends from Bina in every degree, and three Sfirot of Bina and Tiferet and Malchut who fell to the lower one return and ascend to their degree and take the lower one with them as well, that in which they were clothed at the time of their fall. And by this, every lower one ascends to the upper one and receives the light of the upper one, which is the conception, the impregnation.
The outcome does not depend on what I understood now or what I didn't. At the tip of my ear, I heard that it's about Galgal Te'enayim and Achab, how much you raise from it or how much you don't. And even if I wouldn't hear any words, what's important is my demand for correction. That's all. Even if I hear it as a foreign language, it doesn't matter. It wouldn't make any difference. That much. Only the desire counts. The desire, the intention, that system of connection between us, that's what I want. This is where I need to practically make the correction.
Yud, Chochmah, the upper Abba ve'ima. Hey, Bina, Yeshsut. And it follows that at the time of the descent of the Parsaot, meaning Malchut, from every degree, the Bina and Tiferet and Malchut of each degree return to their place and raise with them also the lower degree to the upper one. It follows that Bina and Tiferet and Malchut of the Yud return to her, and with them they also elevated the degree of the Hey to the degree of Yud, and they became one. And similarly, Bina and Tum of the Hey returned and elevated with them the degree of Vav Hey, which are Zon, to the Hey, and they became one with the Hey, with which the Yud is already connected. It follows that the letter Yud shines to the two letters Hey together, because the lower Hey, Malchut, has already cleaved onto Ima, the first Hey, and that illumination is considered as impregnation. The Yud shines in the two letters of Hey and impregnates the first Hey with the Nukva. Indeed, also the Vav, Zeranpin, is cleaved onto Ima, and it is considered that the Vav is cleaved on to Ima on the right line, and the Hay is cleaved on to Ima on the left line. Uriel from Eilat is asking, how do we reach a state where my prayer would be synchronized with everyone in a shared, clarified, and unified desire, and at the same time it will be truthful and from the bottom of the heart?
It happens bit by bit, by reading articles together, especially those of Rabash about the group and the prayer, studying, discussing, and then gradually going through these states. The light that reforms arranges us and brings us closer in steps, and thus we begin to think as one man in one heart. Let's move on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part.